Desert Island Discs.
Well, now, we were going to talk about the boat race commentaries. You were a rowing man yourself, weren't you?
Yes, I rowed to my college.
And you've given a broadcast commentary on every boat race since when?
Since 1931.
Through thick and thin, flood and pestilence?
Yes, the lot. And the races seem to have been especially eventful, really, since the war. There was a year when our launch collided with a press launch, which sank.
Yeah. Did you stop to pick up the pressmen?
No, they were picked up, but our motto was the show must go on.
Bravo. I hate to mention this, but wasn't there one year when you didn't finish the course?
A lot of people say they hate to mention it, but it's absolutely true. It happened also to be the year of the snowstorm.
Yes.
We had engine trouble and had to hand over at the end of the race to the television commentary. And the television people had been in trouble themselves earlier on. They'd been literally snowed under, snow on the lens. But it's not quite true to say that we didn't finish the course, because with the engine coughing, we finally got to Mortlake about 20 minutes after the race was over, and I found out what the result was. But as we went up, there were ironic cries from both banks of well-rowed BBC.
At one time, you made a great reputation as a stunt commentator. I remember one broadcast you did as a bareback circus rider.
That was one of them, yes. But that, of course, was during the development period of radio, and these particular stunts, they were broadcasting from the top of a fire escape, and then jumping into a jumping sheet, which looked rather like a half crown when you looked down at it, and from a diver's suit at the bottom of the river, and then perhaps while driving a tank. But they were all great fun, you know, but I think probably that the most amusing was a circus one. I had to stand on the back of a cantering horse, and I was wearing a belt connected to a pulley so that if I fell, I wouldn't hit the ground. I fell, of course, obviously, and I grabbed hold of the horse's tail. And the men holding the other end of the rope to stop me hitting the ground laughed so much they actually let go.